Listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Just in case you never had advice on going out into a dust storm, some from this person needing to go to work, wrapping her head and putting on big sunglasses because of the dust storm outside. El Paso, Texas forecaster for KVIA-TV, Katie Frazier.
If you're out on the road, we tell people if you get into a thick pocket of dust, just pull off the road. Don't drive through it if you can't see very far in front of yourself.
The storm that dumped rain and snow in California yesterday heads to Michigan with more ice. 4 days after the last big ice storm, where utility crews are still working to fix many thousands of outages. After complaints and a suspension, the EPA is now in charge, and tomorrow removal and shipping of toxic waste from the Ohio chemical tanker train wreck will resume. Regional EPA Chief Deborah Shore.
There have been no exceedances for residential air quality standards, and outdoor air quality remains normal.
This is ABC News. Lithium-ion batteries used to power electric bikes and scooters have already sparked over 20 fires, caused over 30 injuries this year in New York City. A big increase over last year, city officials working with federal regulators on it. This neighborhood's no longer quiet.
Israel says a Palestinian man has shot and killed two young Jewish settlers at a checkpoint in the West Bank. The attack happened close to the city of Nablus, where just last week the Israeli Defense Forces carried out their largest operation this year so far, targeting three militants and killing 11 Palestinians.
ABC's Jordana Miller in Jerusalem. What indication is there that more companies want to casually date, let alone embrace this idea?
Is it time to embrace the four-day work week? A trial in Britain that was billed as the world's largest found most employees are less stressed out and burned out when they work 4 days, and they have a better work-life balance. They were also just as or more productive in many cases.
ABC's Daria Albinger, Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues, from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
What is dadication?
My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night, and every moment in between. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
You are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
who's got the ball? essential last crack on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music here on Civic Media. That was, of course, a double dip of Last Crack, The Last Crack, and Love Craig. That was Love Craig.
That's right.
I got those.
That was Love
here.
Craig, Jimmy, from Burning Funkhouse Live, recorded in 2002. That was my birthday party. And, you know, I was going to talk about, see if we had any Last Crack shows coming up. I don't see anything, but I do see some of the bands that are Last Crack members. Paul Schluter will be playing at Bratfest along with, he's with Foo Foo Dolls, and also with Elizabeth Mary, who are both playing there. And Seven Seasons Deep, who features Sean Brown as a singer of Last Crack, is also doing Bratfest. Speaking of Seven Seasons Deep, Jimmy, Seven Seasons Deep, Go Play God, Autumn Gray, they're all going to be opening for King's X. I know we just played a little Go Play God, so I thought I'd get this one out of the way. They're going to be at Sunday, April 16th at the High Noon Saloon, all opening for King's X. And
that's going to be a big show. That show is going to sell out for sure, dude.
That it's going to be crazy. High Noon Saloon, King's X, they haven't been around in a while, I don't think. I want to go to see that show. And, hey, Go Play God, they're also playing at Bratfest. Go figure. Yeah. Jimmy, do we have some Seven Seasons Deep coming up?
We do, and we'll get to it in just a second.
Oh, that's right. And I wanted to go back to Queen of Dreams.
Yes.
Queen of Dreams, we wanted to tell you that they're playing a couple of shows around Wisconsin coming up. Friday, March 3rd, it's Immersive Sound. That's the band's May, Queen of Dreams, and Sweet Talk. They're going to be playing at the Tarleton Theater. That's up in Green Bay. And Immersive Visuals by the Honeybee Collective. So that's going to be a pretty crazy show. Make sure to hit that up in Green Bay at the Tarleton Theater. That's on Friday, March 3rd. And then 301's Underground, that's in Portage, Jimmy, Saturday, April 1st. It's going to be Saley's, Queen of Dreams, Silence in Numbers, Circle of Willis, and Grange.
Plenty of great music out there.
Oh, man, all over Wisconsin.
No doubt. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy, everybody. The 2 hours of Max Inc. Radio where we dedicate the show to the hard rock, metal, and some punk. 844-967-2789 if you want to say hi. Or otherwise, send us an email with music, especially if you're in a band. If we're not playing your music, you probably should send it to us. MaxIncRadio@gmail.com. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by TheSpaceship.tv. Buy tickets, see a show, check listings. TheSpaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. Live to internet streaming of all your local bands. TheSpaceship.tv. TheSpaceship.tv. Rocker, you had something else to say about Seven Seasons Deep?
No, I think I went through all their shows, Jimmy. They'll be at Bratfest. They're going to be opening for King's X. I mean, they're all over the place. They're hitting it big.
And then they should be. We got music on the way from Mickey Bagden. We'll do some Carbellion. Right now, Seven Seasons Deep on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
Sunny, sunny.
welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
What if I told you one day things that you love would be gone, and it would happen quickly, like dark disappearing to dawn?
Change, just move on. I know what you're saying. That's brand new Carbellion right there from Weapons of Choice. That song is called Bar Fight, their latest single on Max Inc. Heavy. Rocker, I love this new Carbellion. It sounds so good. Mickey Magnum before that with Lockdown USA. Both of those bands have shows coming up, Rocker.
They do, Jimmy. Mickey Magnum will be playing at Broadfest. That's kind of the next thing for them. They're working in a new drummer. But more interesting about Carbellion, you know, they were recently signed to Eclipse Records, so their new album, Weapons of Choice, it's going to be released March 17th, so keep your eye out for that. And Jimmy, we're going to have Carbellion in Max Inc. Heavy on March 11th. We're going to be interviewing them.
Oh, nice. They're coming to town.
Yep, they're coming to town. And Rockfest, they're going to be playing at Rockfest in Cadott, Wisconsin coming up. And then
they're playing the Thursday night at Rockfest.
The Thursday night at Rockfest.
Yeah, there's a couple local bands playing Rockfest.
I think St. Tragedy.
Yes, that was the other one. They're playing the same night as Carbellion.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then Carbellion, we'll be telling you about them coming to Madison in April. So stick around next week. We have some big announcements on that. But Jimmy, just a little trivia. Carbellion, you know where the name comes from?
I don't.
It is, they used to be two bands. It was the Carbon Parlor and the Whiskey Rebellion. So Carbellion.
They merged.
A merger.
Created this blissfulness, awesomeness. Their older stuff, like Top Alcohol. I love that song, dude. But this new album is great. And it's streaming everywhere. And looking forward to having a chat with Carbellion when they came, when we get them on the air. Are they doing phone or are they coming here to the studio?
I think that'll be a phoner, March 11th.
Okay. All right, March 11th. Hey, stick around. We got another half hour of Max Inc. Heavy coming up. We got some Chaos Revolution Theory in the playlist. I still got that cosmic scheme. We'll get them on the air faster, faster, faster is next. It's Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
You're listening to a Civic Media radio station. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Just in case you never had advice on going out into a dust storm, some from this person needing to go to work, wrapping her head and putting on big sunglasses because of the dust storm outside. El Paso, Texas forecaster for KVIA-TV, Katie Frazier.
If you're out on the road, we tell people if you get into a thick pocket of dust, just pull off the road. Don't drive through it if you can't see very far in front of yourself.
The storm that dumped rain and snow in California yesterday heads to Michigan with more ice. 4 days after the last big ice storm, where utility crews are still working to fix many thousands of outages. After complaints and a suspension, the EPA is now in charge, and tomorrow removal and shipping of toxic waste from the Ohio chemical tanker train wreck will resume. Regional EPA Chief Deborah Shore.
There have been no exceedances for residential air quality standards, and outdoor air quality remains normal.
This is ABC News.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future,
but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Conductor, we have a problem. Conductor, we have a problem. Conductor, we have a problem.
Welcome to the rabbit hole, classic kid in
newfound Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mags Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Think Radio. Radio for the people.
Max Inc. Heavy with Cosmic Scheme. That is Death Wish off their 2019 album, Rocker. You got something on them right now.
Yeah, you know, Jimmy, that's a combination of the band Zipper and Flying Fuzz. So they're really a very young band, and their debut EP is out right now. So I was really liking how these young guys are holding up that kind of classic metal. Sounds great.
Sounds awesome. Chaos Revolution Theory before that with Loot and Booty. Dog's Blood in that set as well. Underground Wards. And started the set off with Faster, 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 their latest song, Rabbit Hole. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy. Really appreciate you listening tonight. Be sure to check out the replay tonight at midnight and again tomorrow at 6 p.m. Rocker, we've got a lot of stuff happening. We got a big show announcement. That's going to come to the Madison area next week here on Max Inc. Heavy. We'll give you all the details. Plus, we have some really cool artists coming up in the Devil's Lair.
Jimmy, coming up in the Devil's Lair, March 11th, Kelsey Miles. She's going to be heading out to, where is it, Kansas City?
Kansas City, I think she's moving to.
So we're going to get her in the Devil's Lair here. March 25th, Sunspot in the Lair. Wow, legendary band here in Madison. And the 8th of April, we'll get Shawn Michael Dargan. He'll be in as well. And Jimmy, I wanted to remind people that we have Sunday, March 12th, the Iron Plow show with Super Tanker and Cindy Set My Hair on Fire. I don't know if you know, Jimmy, but they're a Stooges tribute band.
Nice. Dana Perry's coming in on the 18th as well, playing live in the Devil's Lair. It's all coming up. MaxIncRadio@gmail.com. If you want to send us music, get on the show. We'd love to have you. Last song of the night here is Droids Attack from their 2016 Sci-Fi or Die album. It's Claw Hammer Suicide. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. We'll be right back.
problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the...
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh.